This Christian podcast is designed to help us walk a stronger Christian life in today's troubled world. This is God's Amazing Grace Podcast with Sean.
Hey everybody, welcome back once again to God's Amazing Grace, and I'm your host, Sean. Before we get started with your episode, I want to give a great, big, huge thank you to all of you that have listened to our podcast. We have met another milestone. We are at 14,000, roughly 14,400 to 14,500 listens. And without you, we could have never made it that far. But I would like to say at this time, right now, thank you for listening. And I hope that you will continue to listen. And I hope that we can be a blessing to you each and every podcast that we put out there. I know it's blessed me, and I know of others that it's blessed. You know, if it's blessed you, get in contact with us. Send us an email at God's Amazing Grace Podcast at Outlook.com. Find us on Twitter. Find us on Instagram or TikTok. You know, start followers, become our friends. On TikTok, we put out little weekly, daily verses, you know, to kind of reach out and touch other people with it. You know, we have this app that we've downloaded. I think I've talked about it once before. It's called Bible.com. And I think what I'm going to start doing is give you the scripture of the day when I start the podcast. Like for instance, today's scripture is from Philippians 2 verse 3. And it says, "Do nothing out of selfish ambition or conceit, but do it in humility. Consider others as more important than yourself." You know, another thing says, do nothing out of selfish ambition or conceit, and then don't try to impress others. You know, so we have, you know, it gives us a verse of the day. It notifies you when that, you know, verses of the day are available. Once you download the app, you can go to Google Play Store and download it from there. And it's got other things. It's got what's called plans related to Philippians 2 verse 3. Like, I'll give you an example of a plan. It says, you aren't alone. It says, do you ever feel alone, isolated, or wanna? The theme of these guided auto meditations is being known. For instance, day one is how to celebrate the joy of Christ together. Day two is about being synchronized with others and united in Christ. And day three is about living a life that lets the world know who you are. Then it says, we pray you are blessed and encounter God in this plan. You know, you can look at the sample. Like day one's got a devotional, which you can read, or you can push where somebody reads it for you. And then it's got scriptures that go with it. It's got like this, the first day has Hebrews 12 verse 1, Philippians 2, 13 and 16, and Philippians 3, 10 through 4. So, you know, there's no excuse out there about not being able to find something to help you grow, to help you learn about God's word. So give it a chance. Look it up. Download it. Go to Bible.com and download the app and start your plans today. You'll truly be blessed by it. But anyway, we were kind of discussing where you can find us. I know a lot of people have followed me through TikTok, followed me through Instagram and Twitter. We have a Facebook group where you can join. It's called God's Amazing Grace Podcast Group. You can join it. It's easy to do. Just click the join button and you're pretty much joined. There's no questions to fill out, nothing to say. But we thought that we would make this group easy for people to join so that they could help lift each other up. If you've got something to share, good news that you've got something to share, come on in, join the group, and share it. Well, if it gets to the point where it gets too crazy, people start getting crazy and offended, people start saying things that offend them, then we'll do something about it. But right now, I think God wants this group to be open, to where people can share God's word with other Christians, other believers. Something you tell somebody or something you post, may that day be bless somebody. They might need to hear that word for that day. You know, that's what's kind of nice about the Bible app. When those scriptures pop up, hey, maybe there was some scripture that I needed to hear that day. So go ahead and join us. Come on in and join. Share God's love with others. Share our podcast with others. Feel free to share with anybody and everybody you want to. If you like it, share it. Somebody might need to hear something that's being said. We've built this podcast in the lines of something to help us walk the Christian lives in today's troubled times. Look how hard it is to walk that Christian life. So come on in, join the group. Look for us on Twitter, Instagram, TikTok. Follow us. Maybe we'll put something out there that blesses you, like it's blessed me. We've come a long way, and we only want to do more for God. You know, we've kind of been struggling here lately because I've went back to work full time. You know, the winter is over and the COVID has kind of slowed down a little bit here around us and stuff. So I went back to work full time. And it gets very hard to put these podcasts out. It's been a month since I put the last one out. But amazingly, we're still growing. Thank you, thank you, thank you. I can't express it enough. Thank you. You bless me as much as I hope I bless you. With God, all things are possible. You know, it's so easy to fall. It's so easy to get comfortable in where we are with God. That when we get comfortable, we tend to turn away. It's not that God turns away from us. God will never leave us or forsake us. We turn away from Him and walk away. I used to always say when I was younger that it's easier to fall than it is to get back up and walk. Think about that for a second. It takes less muscles to fall than it does to get up and walk. In some cases, depending on how you fall, depending on how you have to get up, you might have to use every muscle in your body to get up, and then you have to use muscles to start walking. Try it one time. You know, if you're by your bed or by a pool or something, just fall. See how easy it is to fall. And then try getting up after that and see how hard it is to get up. You know, that's our walk with God. We get comfortable or complacent in our walk with God. It's so easy to fall. That's why we study the Bible. To strengthen ourselves so that we won't fall. But when we walk away from God, all we got to do is turn back around, and God's there. Like I said, He'll never leave us or forsake us. We leave Him. But I don't feel God. Are you sitting there quiet and listening to Him? What about the times you laugh? You feel joy. How do you know that's not God? You feel peace. Comfort, love. How do you know that's not God? With joy comes strength. It reminds me of the song, the joy of the Lord is our strength. If you've got joy, you must shout for it. We used to sing that in our morning chapels in Christian school. And then there was one, ha, 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 ha. You know, you kind of laugh at it. I don't know why we did that, but... If you want joy, you must laugh for it. But like I said, God doesn't turn from us. we turn from him. You know, I was listening to a friend of mine. I live stream his messages. He's a minister down in Kentucky. And I live stream his messages. And a couple of weeks ago, his message was about being all in. So I thought, wow, that would be a good message to kind of elaborate on being all in, you know, to do it my way, to explain being all in. You know, he talked about Elijah and Elijah, the prophets. He used that scripture where it talked about them and them being all in. And then he also gave an example of his life. See, back in 1980, I met him in 81, and we became good friends, and then we kind of fell away. Maybe that was God. I don't know. But anyway. Back in 1980, he told his testimony. I've heard his testimony before, but I've never really thought about it this way. He said, in 1980, I had everything. I was a manager of a restaurant. My boss bought me a brand new Camaro. I drove his Camaro, so yes, it was a nice car. And he was even going to make me a partner, or him a partner, in that restaurant. He let him stay at his house for nothing for a year, I think he said. He had everything he wanted. But on a Wednesday night, he called it the church thing. You know, I think it was probably his mom was going to church, so he would go along with her. Maybe that's how it went. I'm not sure exactly. I know Mama was a good Christian woman when she passed away. And maybe that's how it was. I'm not sure. But guess what? God got a hold of him that night. And he got down on his knees and did the prayer of salvation. And told God that night he was all in. That was 41 years ago. He was through some trials and troubled times. But when God told him to do something, he did it. He completely surrendered to God. He said, I was all in, no matter what. And God told him, he said, I heard it as plain as day. God told me, you're going to college. So when he told his boss that he was going to quit, his boss couldn't believe it, said he was making a big mistake. But he had to do what God wanted him to do. His boss said, you'll be back in 3 months. You'll be begging for your job back. And 41 years ago, you know how I know he's all in? Because that joy that God gave him back then is still in his life. He's married, got two kids, pastor in a church in Kentucky. When he confessed Jesus as his Lord and Savior, he went all in. He gave himself completely. He said, "Lord, here I am. I surrender all." I give you everything. Are you all in? You know, I was talking to a young lad who's followed me, and I followed him on his Instagram or Twitter. I can't remember which one. And when I first met him, he's a middle schooler. And I first met him, he was talking to high schoolers about Jesus. And he was having a rough time. I tried to help him out, but then I forgot about him. You know, to think back and look at him the way he was back then, I'm pretty sure he was all in. He was completely sold out to Jesus. He was a Jesus fanatic. But I talked to him the other day. And I asked him how it goes. So it's not good. I said, "What's going on?" He said, "Girlfriend, girl problems. Drama, as he put it. Just pray about it. It won't do any good. I'm done with Jesus, basically." You know, I don't know if he was putting on a show or what he was doing and stuff. I said, "Just turn around. Jesus is right there." "No, he's not." "He didn't leave you." See what I mean by it's easier to fall? You know, I even had a friend whose brother used to manage a Christian rapper named NF. If you don't know who he is, look him up. It's NF. NF. And I seen that he liked him because he had some stuff posted about NF and stuff. And I had my friend who I work with, whose brother was a manager, kind of find some of his old music and stuff and send it to him. You know, and I don't know. I think about it every day now about that. It really does disturb me. It does bug me. A young man who seemed to be completely committed to Jesus, who loved Jesus, fall by the wayside. Now, being all in doesn't mean there's not going to be struggles. I'm sure if you ask my pastor friend, he'll tell you that. But 41 years ago, when he committed himself to being all in, He has that same joy today. There's no turning for him because he went all in. You know, that's what the question is where are you all in? Maybe you get that feeling that there's something missing. You know, but before we get too far into this, I'm going to take a break. And then we're going to discuss a little bit more about being all in and asking yourself, are you all in? So let's take a break. When we go off and take that break, think to yourself. The question is, think to yourself, are you all in? Ask yourself that. And if you can, write a few things down, a few things saying, yes, I'm all in, or no, I'm not all in. And think about what things you can do to change it to where you can completely surrender to him. So, when we go to break, ask yourself, are you all in? And we will take a break and we will be right back after this. This is the part where I give a shout out to, in this case, it's a follower of mine. We started following each other. And he come across on Instagram called Proud Christian. And he says, I love Jesus Christ. We won't change the message. The message will change us all. And he wanted me to share his page so we can reach more people with God's word. So right now I'm giving a shout out to Proud Christian, I Love Jesus on Instagram, to I Love Jesus Christ on Instagram. Go in there and look for proud.underscore.christian and you'll find them. And there are, I can do all things through Christ who strengthens. Scriptures that you can look and be blessed by. So check them out, follow them, give them a message to where you heard him, heard about him, so that we can reach more people in the kingdom of God. So check them out today. I know you'll be blessed as much as I was blessed. That's proud.underscore.christian on Instagram. Thanks.
Welcome back. This is God's Amazing Grace Podcast with Sean.
Hey, everybody. Welcome back from that break. And hopefully you'll get a chance to check out Proud Christian on Instagram. I know you'll be a he'll bless you as much as he's blessed me. So check him out today. But when we left that for that break, I asked you a question that I wanted you to seriously think for yourself what that question was. Are you all in? Hopefully most of you there wrote some things down asking yourself if you were all in. Did you figure out if you were all in? Or are there things that you feel like there's something missing in your life, your Christian life? When we stop to listen to our hearts, there's a cry for more that's hard to ignore. More joy, more meaning, more purpose, more love. We want more out of our relationship with God. Maybe you've gone searching for more already. Did you find it? You know, some of us go to conferences, we go to church, we read books, scripture. Did we still come up empty-handed? I'm not saying there's something wrong with doing these things. Everybody needs to grow spiritually. Attending conferences, reading books, that gives you knowledge. With knowledge comes power. But the greatest cause of dissatisfaction among Christians is neglecting Jesus' call on their lives. Jesus didn't make it complicated. There are four things we need to remember. Jesus came to give us abundant life. John 10:10 says, I have come that they may have life and have it to the full. Having abundant life, too, will cost us everything. Whoever wants to be my disciple must deny themselves, take up their cross, and follow me. That's Matthew 6:24. You know, think about it. Every time he went to Peter, to Luke, to all those 12 disciples, he told them to take up their cross and follow me. What about that rich man that came to him and said, basically said, can I be a disciple? Jesus said, give up everything. Give up all your gold, your silvers, your houses. Give them up. What did that rich man say? I can't do it, basically. He said, I can't do it. That's where he talked about it. It's easier for a camel to pass through an eye of a needle than for this rich man to make it to heaven. Number three, abundant life happens when we prioritize Jesus' mission. Therefore, go and make disciples of all nations, baptizing them in the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit, and teaching them to obey everything that I have commanded you. Matthew 28:19-20. Like my friend, the preacher, the pastor, Jesus told him to go, and he did. That's what it's like. That's what it takes to be all in. Be disciples of all nations, baptizing them in the name of the Father and Son and the Holy Ghost. Teach them to obey the commandments of God. You know, we got 10 commandments out. Thou shalt not kill. Thou shalt not commit adultery. Thou shalt not murder. Or, you know, the 10. when we go all in, that's what it takes. Number four, abundant life is only possible through Jesus's empowering presence. Surely I am with you always to the very end of the age. Matthew 28:21. So I say, let the Holy Spirit guide your lives. Then you won't be doing what your sinful nature craves. Galatians 5:16. That one explains it all right there. Let the Holy Spirit guide you. I go back to my pastor friend. When he gave all, he surrendered all, he was all in. He let the Holy Spirit guide him. And turned him away to where he didn't crave that sinful nature. But he wanted to do what God wanted him to do. We have a choice to make. We can remain discontent, relying on our own strength and holding on to terms and conditions in our relationship with Jesus. Or we can make an unqualified total commitment to obey Jesus and the Spirit's power anytime, anywhere, at any cost, to do anything. With Jesus at the center, we'll discover a joy we've never known. Our lives will be full of purpose and meaning as we live out our unique part in fulfilling Jesus' mission to reach others. So here's that question again. Are you all in? Do you want to make a commitment today by praying? Repeat after me. Dear Jesus, I want you in the center of my life and commit to serve and obey you in the Spirit's power, anytime, anywhere, at any cost, to do anything. Amen. So if you made that commitment to go all in, to give yourself completely to him, to obey him, to go out and preach and teach the gospel, to be guided by the Holy Spirit. Remember, when the Holy Spirit talks, it may be a still, calm voice. You need to take time out to listen. Maybe that's by going somewhere where it's quiet, where there's nothing going on, away from people, out in the woods, walking in nature. Anybody hear the birds chirp? But you'll hear the Holy Spirit speaking to you. You know, my friend said when he heard the Holy Spirit, he said it was like someone talking to him. He heard it as clear as day, telling him what he had to do. If he didn't do it, he wouldn't have been all in. If he didn't obey what the Holy Spirit was telling him to do, he wouldn't have been all in. But he did what the Holy Spirit guided him to do. You know, sometimes we make things way harder than they should be. If we just do what Jesus wants us to do, wouldn't life be a whole lot easier? You know, I look back at my life. I played around for years and years, knowing that I had a calling on my life. But I ran. But you know what? When I finally stopped running and turned around, guess who was standing there? When I'm talking about being all in, I'm not just talking about you. I'm talking about me too. Me being all in. Surrendering my life completely to Him. Being guided by the Holy Spirit. That's being all in. No matter what comes at you, you can handle it because you're totally surrendered to God, totally surrendered to the Holy Spirit, to Jesus' word. Surrender to Him. Give yourself to Him. Go all in. You know, when a dealer or a card shark says, "I'm all in," he doesn't throw half of his money in. He doesn't throw a quarter of it in. He doesn't throw a dime in. He throws it all in. Jesus is standing right there beside you, right now, asking you, are you willing? Are you able? Are you going to give me your everything? Are you all in? Yes, Lord. Right now, I'm all in. I give myself completely to you. Holy Spirit, I'm yours. Do with me what you will. Because of this moment, this time, I am all in. It's hard because you become complacent, comfortable in your world. You know, you get into that routine of living the way you live. It's a daily thing that you do over and over and over again. You get up, you eat, you go to sleep. But right now, as time runs down, ask yourself today if you're completely all in. Are you surrendering yourself? Are you going that extra mile to totally give yourself away to Jesus. It's like the bride gives herself completely to the bridegroom. You know, that's part of the problem with marriage nowadays, is they no longer give themselves completely over to each other. So I guess they're not all in. But ask yourself that question. And then what can you do about that? I hope and pray that this podcast helps you, shows you how to go all in. At least maybe gives you the starting point of going all in. Yeah, I know I say all in a lot, but think about that, those words. All in. We can make things better by surrendering completely to Jesus, by giving ourselves totally to Him. Life would be so much easier. This room that I'm in right now, it's very peaceful. I feel His presence. He's right here with me. So make that commitment today. Become one of those that's all in for Jesus, all in for living that Christian life. Don't be one of those ones that falls by the wayside. Be one of those ones that completely surrenders himself or herself to Him, to Jesus. Allow the Holy Spirit to lead you and guide you and direct your path. Life can only get better when we do that, when we actually listen to Him. So make that commitment today, and then let us know. Give us a shout out. Let us know that we've been a blessing to you. That we have helped you in your walk with Christ. as we go, and you go on and in your work, you're going to sleep, don't forget, you can find our podcast on Alexa. Ask Alexa, say God's Amazing Grace in iTunes, and Alexa will play God's Amazing Grace in iTunes for you. God's Amazing Grace podcast on iTunes. Check us out on Google, Spotify, Anchor, Pandora, iHeart, GeoSavan, Ghana. You name it, we're on it. Make that commitment to find a church that will teach you the full gospel. Make that commitment today to go all in, to allow the Holy Spirit to guide you. Send us an email. Join our podcast group, God's Amazing Grace Podcast Group on Facebook. Follow us on Instagram and Twitter. Check us out on TikTok. Follow us on TikTok. We're here for you. If we touch one, just think about the angels celebrating in heaven. Continue to listen to us on Eternity Ready Radio. EternityReadyRadio.com. And check them out. They've got regular radio, that music that you can listen to, and other things that you can listen to. So check them out. I'm sure Jeremiah will be rather grateful. But I thank you, and have patience with us, because it's really hard to find that time to come on here. And thank you to you once again, all of you listeners. Thank you from the bottom of our heart. Continue to share and continue to listen. Be ready for exciting things that we're going to try to get going, and they're about to happen. So listen. Be watching. And when we see you next time, hopefully I have some good news for everybody that's made that commitment of being all in. God bless. And until next time, may the joy of the Lord be your strength. See.
Thanks for listening. Follow us on Apple, Google, Spotify, SND, many more. See you next time. This is God's Amazing Grace Podcast with Sean.